The words of God given to us today are Revelation chapter 3, verses 7 to 13. It is on page 401 in the New Testament. Allow me to read. To the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, These are the words of him who is holy and true, who holds the key of David. What he opens, no one can shut, and what he shuts, no one can open. I know your deeds. See, I have placed before you an open door that no one can shut. I know that you have little strength, yet you have kept my word and have not denied my name. I will make those who are of the synagogue of Satan, who claim to be Jews, though they are not, but are liars, I will make them come and fall down at your feet and acknowledge that I have loved you. Since you have kept my command to endure patiently, I will also keep you from the hour of trial that is going to come upon the whole world to test those who live on the earth. I am coming soon. Hold on to what you have so that no one will take your crown. Him who overcomes, I will make a pillar in the temple of my God. Never again will he leave it. I will write on him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, the New Jerusalem, which is coming down out of heaven from my God. And I will also write on him my new name. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. Amen. First of all, I would like to apologize. Our church has multiple video worship places, so video transmission is very important. However, last week, worship video was interrupted during the second and third worship service at worship halls and education center outside of Yanghuajin that interfered with fellow believers' worship. And I thank you for your generous understanding. The church did its best to resolve the problems and will try to minimize such incident. Again, I apologize and thank you. Philadelphia is a city, a plateau, situated 45 kilometers southeast of Sardis, and has the shortest history among seven cities of the Asia Minor. It was a city newly built in around 140 BC by Attalus II, who governed Pergamum. Because Attalus was sometimes called by the name Philadelphus, the city was named Philadelphia, taking after his name. Philadelphia had many modifiers as its nicknames. Philadelphia was first the gate to the east. Not only Philadelphia was a border town where Mysia, Lydia, and Phrygia shared their borders, but also had the biggest road connecting Europe to the east. Therefore, Philadelphia was a gate connecting one continent to another. And one of the reasons for building Philadelphia was to deliver Greek language, customs, and culture to Lydia and Phrygia. Although Phrygia rejected accepting Greek culture till the very last moment, Lydia completely lost his mother tongue and only used Greek by 819 AD. Second, Philadelphia was Little Athens. When Apostle Paul arrived at Athens during his second mission trip, he witnessed that the entire city was filled with idols. So he spoke to Jews and Gentiles interested in Judaism at the synagogue, as well as those he met Areopagus. In addition, he debated with Epicurean and Stoic scholars.
수학파 철학자들과도 논쟁을 벌이기도 했습니다.
When people of Athens finally wanted to listen to the resurrection of Jesus that Paul tried to preach, he started his speech as follows, Acts chapter 17, verse 22. Paul then stood up in the meeting of the Areopagus and said, Men of Athens, I see that in every way you are very religious. In fact, after witnessing many idols in Athens and even an altar to an unknown god, Paul's heart was beating with fury. However, he started his speech with the compliment of, In every way, you are very religious. Big and small temples were built around both sides of the roads of Philadelphia. Among those, main god of Philadelphia was Dionysus, god of wine, because Philadelphia was known for its great farming and wine production. Also, if a person serves the country well as a public officer, accomplishes big achievements as an entrepreneur, or gave good influence as a priest, the city honored them by inscribing such person's name in the pillars of various temples. Thirdly, Philadelphia was a city of frequent earthquakes. In 17 AD, there was a great earthquake in the Asia Minor. At that time, over 10 cities were completely destroyed, including Sardis. While that was the last earthquake for other cities, Philadelphia was hit by continuous aftershocks. That caused great fear to people of Philadelphia. A boxer can be knocked out with a big blow in the beginning of the game. At that stage, most can get up and fight again. Sometimes they can turn the game around. However, it is rare for a boxer to get up if he is knocked out after receiving repeated blows throughout the game. Good boxer is good at repeated blows. Many Pacquiao of Philippines and Floyd Mayweather Jr. of the United States considered as the best contemporary boxers have supreme repeated blow skills. With such unbeatable blow skill, the opponent boxers are knocked out. People of Philadelphia were possessed with great fear because the main earthquake occurs unexpectedly, like being struck with a strong punch. But aftershocks continue like repeated blows. Therefore, people of Philadelphia initially went into their house, but lived in a hut outside of the city to avoid harm from stone or tree falls. People who insisted staying in the city despite the aftershocks were considered as crazy. When Philadelphia had been destroyed by an earthquake, the city could have been rebuilt through the provision of funds by the second emperor of Rome, Tiberius. Being grateful, at one point, Philadelphia changed its name to Neo Caesarea, New City of Caesar. When it received the same support from the sixth emperor, Vespasianus, the city changed its name to Flavius, the last name of Emperor Vespasianus, to express its gratitude. Of course, those two names didn't last long, and the city was again called as Philadelphia. However, people of Philadelphia understood what it meant to have a new name. To the believers of the church in Philadelphia, living with their eyes fixed on the Lord, in the city with such political, economical, geographical, and religious background, the Lord spoke as follows, verse 7 of today's text. To the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, these are the words of him who is holy and true, who holds the key of David. What he opens, no one can shut, and what he shuts, no one can open. Jesus explained himself in three ways, holy, true, and holding the key of David. They well express Jesus Christ being God, Savior, and Messiah. First, Jesus told them, He is holy. The important and genuine meaning of holy is different, distinguished, and belonging to God. Jesus is genuinely different from men, distinctive being to save wicked men and belonging to God before and after eternity. Holy is a representative character of God in the Old Testament. Isaiah chapter 6, verses 1 to 3. In the year of that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord seated on a throne, high and exalted, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Above him were seraphs, each with six wings. With two wings they covered their faces, with two they covered their feet, and with two they were flying. And they were calling to one another, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord Almighty. The whole earth is full of his glory. This was when Isaiah was called as a prophet. At that time, he saw the throne of God, angels called seraphs with six wings, two covering the face of God who is distinct from any of the creature, two covering his feet because he cannot be revealed to any creatures, and with two wings, they were flying. And they were singing to one another, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord Almighty. The whole earth is full of His glory. Three repetitions mean the supremacy of holiness of God, and His holiness cannot be expressed by the language of created. In Gospels, such holiness is also expressed by Jesus. After starting his public life, after 40 days of fasting and reading the scripture, Jesus met a person possessed by a spirit in a synagogue in Capernaum. At the time, the spirit shouted as follows, Luke chapter 4, verse 34. Ha, what do you want with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God. The Spirit knew why Jesus came and who he was exactly as soon as it saw him. At that time, no one knew who Jesus was. Peter made the confession, You are the Christ, Son of living God, only after he followed Jesus for 3 years. But this was when Jesus just started his public life. Nevertheless, the Spirit confessed that Jesus as the one who will destroy spirits and the Holy One of God. For this reason, the spirit sighed, "Ha, Jesus of Nazareth." It was a meeting of the created and creator, an object and subject of judgment. The reason that Jesus explained himself as holy to the Church of Philadelphia was because he wanted the Church of Philadelphia to lead a more distinguished life, more belonging to God, and it is expression of such will of Jesus. I will explain to you the third meaning first. Jesus explained himself as the one holding the key of David. One of the most frequently appearing persons in the Bible is David. His name appears over 1,000 times. In the New Testament, his name is used when explaining Jesus being Messiah. Therefore, Son of David is same as Messiah. In chapter 1, verse 1 of Matthew in the Korean Bible, a record of the genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of Abraham and David, starts with Abraham. Abraham's name appears first because he lived 1,000 years before David. However, in an English Bible, David's name comes before Abraham as the son of David, the son of Abraham. In Greek Bible too, David's name comes before Abraham. It is because the book of Matthew emphasizes that Jesus did not come to this world not only as the Messiah, the son of David, but also as the ruler. In the past, the key of storage hut was a symbol of power of the household. A wife would consider that she may lose her husband, but not the key of the storage hut. Therefore, the key of storage hut was pride and identity of a wife. Also, there was a saying that the day the mother-in-law passes over the key of a storage hut to her daughter-in-law is the day she cries pounding the ground floor. Jesus said he holds the key of David. Isaiah chapter 22 provides the background. Among the officers of King Hezekiah, Shebnah was in charge of the national treasury and affairs of the palace. He was a person who only thought about himself when his nation was in danger from the attack of other countries. He cut out his own graveyard where royal graveyards were. He dug his graveyard by chiseling a rock so that his dead body can be reserved for a long period of time. However, God said, he will roll him up tightly like a ball and throw him into a large country. And God will have Eliakim take up his position and clothe him with Shebnah's robe and fasten Shebnah's sash around him and hand Shebnah's authority. And God made following promise. Isaiah chapter 22, verse 22. I will place on his shoulder the key to the house of David. What he opens, no one can shut, and what he shuts, no one can open. The house of David means the kingdom of Judah, and placing the key on his shoulder is a metaphor emphasizing the heavy responsibility of a ruler. In the ancient world, a short key was about 15 centimeters and a long one about 60 centimeters. Because a key was heavy and long, one had to carry it on his shoulder, not with the hand. The key of a palace was given to the most trusted person. Eliakim was one of the three officers sent to the prophet Isaiah by King Hezekiah for prayer when Assyria attacked with 185,000 soldiers. Becoming a person in charge of national treasury of Judah, House of David, Eliakim received an honor of becoming a shadow of Jesus holding the key of David. At that time, Jewish people living in Philadelphia insisted that they were the only one who succeeded the kingdom of David. However, the Lord told them, the one who holds the key of David was not them, but Jesus Christ. That key is not just a key of Israel, kingdom of David, but a key of opening the gate of heaven. Lastly, Jesus told them, He is true. There are two words meaning true in Greek language. One of them is aletheos, meaning true, opposite to untrue. It means that words and deeds are same without contradiction. Apostle Paul said as follows when preaching to the people of church in Philippi. Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. True, used in this verse, is aletheos. Christians are people whose words and deeds are true. Another word for true is aletheos, with the meaning of real, opposite to fake. True used in today's scripture is aletheos. Jesus met a Samaritan woman who came out to bring water in chapter 4 of John. She came out at noon when others are taking a nap, but she had thirst deep inside her soul. Jesus told her that everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again, but whoever drinks the water he gave will never thirst. After listening to the story of her husband, the Samaritan woman realized that the person in front of her was not an ordinary man and asked about worship, changing the subject. Jesus said that the time of worship is more important than the place of worship, John chapter 4, verse 23. Yet a time is coming and has now come when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth, for they are the kind of worshipers the Father seeks. Being true is aletheos. Worshipers that God seeks are not false worshipers, but real worshipers. Therefore, we cannot worship as we wish, but worship with our spirit and in truth as commanded by God. In John chapter 15, verse 1, Jesus expresses himself as follows. I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. True in here is aletheos. Jesus being a true vine means that no other being can become a true vine. No matter how great a spiritual leader is, what great prophecy one receives or profound understanding one has, if he insists that he is the true vine, it is not true. He is false and fake one. When we meet the Lord of Aletinos, our life of untruthfulness, false, turns into a real one. It is because the Lord is the only eternal true. I started wearing glasses from grade 9. I was not able to see clearly before because of weak vision. When I was seated at a back row, I asked a friend to change my seat. Then I started wearing glasses. As soon as I wore glasses, dim world became a clear one. But there was a moment when the world became far clearer, not comparable to then. It was when I was grade 10 that I personally met Jesus. At that moment, I had to confess that I was a sinner and believed that Jesus died on the cross for me. And I came out from the church. The world looked clearer than the day I wore glasses. I remember murmuring myself, God, why is the world so beautiful? When we meet Jesus Christ personally, we don't encounter with a dim shadow of truth, but the truth itself. There is a program called Hidden Singer. It is a program that a well-known singer and five impersonators who can sing like him sings a couple of bars of a song behind a curtain, and 100 audience votes for the real one. Sometimes the real singer is voted off because an impersonator sings better than the real singer. But our Lord is not a hidden singer, but the real singer, a Latino's singer. The song that he sings to us is not a song giving momentary pleasure or happiness, but a song of eternal joy and content. Lyric of verse 2 of hymn 341, Jesus, I my cross have taken, is as follows. Let the world despise and leave me. They have left my Savior too. Human hearts and looks deceive me. Thou art not like them, untrue. And while thou shalt smile upon me, God of wisdom, love, and might, foes may hate and friends may shun me, show thy face and all is right. The world is always filled with deception and untruth. Deceptive and untrue Jews, including chief priests, lawyers, and Pharisees, mocked, despised the Lord, and had him die on the cross. Therefore, following the true way is not always easy. But because the Lord who is true is always with us, we can live in hope. Holy and true Lord with the key of David is with us today and at work. What interferes with you from standing beside God, living a distinguished life?
방해하는 것은 무엇입니까?
What door you cannot open although you want to open?
열리지 않는 문들은 무엇입니까?
What is the lock that you wish to unlock more than anything else but cannot with all kinds of keys of the world?
열리지 않는 자물쇠는 무엇입니까?
What are those approaching to you with the mask of being eternal although it is not eternal? Real, although it is fake, and true, although it is untrue.
아니면도 영원한 것처럼 가장하고 다가오는 것들은 무엇입니까? 이 모든 것의
The solution of all is following only the Lord Jesus Christ who went ahead of us. If all of us follow Jesus Christ, we will all become the church in Philadelphia of this generation. Let us pray. Father God, as there were many earthquakes in Philadelphia, there are many things in the world that shakes us. Financial problems, hardship of relationship, and health problems shake our living grounds. In such a moment, help us look at the Lord who is holy, true, and holding the key of David. Although our reality is full of flaws, unworthy, and undeserving, help us proceed to holiness, clothed in the Lord's holiness. As years go by, help us become distinguished from the world and have more that belongs to God. What a great hope that the Lord is holding the key of David. We may not be dismayed when we have unresolved problems and have hopes even before the gates that are shut. If that problem has to be resolved and the gate has to be opened, we believe that the Lord will resolve and open in your time and in your way. Thank you for letting us into the kingdom of God through the Lord holding the key. And thank you for letting our lives become true ones despite the world is filled with deception and untrue, fake and false. Help us become true worshipers, attach to the Lord, the true vine tree, and be obedient to the songs of the Lord who is an eternal real singer, so that help us become the Church of Philadelphia in this generation. We pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.